Hi, this is Mike Essen. I really hope the president does not eliminate the DACA program, which would deport hundreds of thousands of innocent children of immigrants. Now, I have to make it clear where I stand on this. You know me by now. I'm not a deport-em-all guy. I think illegals should only be deported when they commit crimes. I think it is horrific to punish an innocent person knowingly in any case. Think about what we're talking about here, and I can't believe we've even gotten to this point. I mean, this is about whether you have a heart or not. Kids who had nothing to do with where they were born, they're innocent children. And we're talking about saying, get the hell out of the country? This is heartbreaking. Separate, and they're separated from, not forget their parents. They have relatives here. They go back to dictatorships, and they didn't do anything wrong. Immigration is a complex problem. Illegal immigration is a horrible thing. We need to secure the border. We need to build a wall, but do not punish an innocent child. I'll be very disappointed for many reasons if President Trump eliminates this program. First of all, I do not want someone like Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, or Joe Biden to be president. This will come back to haunt him. Can you imagine the ads they will put up against him? This is the least of it, in my opinion. I care more about the innocent people. He deported innocent kids, and they'll see a kid in a foreign country. It is sickening. You shouldn't deport an innocent adult either if you are knowingly going to knowingly know he is innocent. This goes back to an ultimate question that I've been faced about child raising. I'll get back to this in a second, but it is directly related. If you have two kids and you don't know whose fault it is, I don't say punish them both, I say punish neither. The thought of an innocent person being punished kills me. The thought of innocent baby, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 16-year-olds saying get out of the country is something you didn't do infuriates me. I don't care how you want to label me now. You want to call me a rhino? You want to call me a pinko? Commie? I'm none of those things. This is not about I don't want to make everything a left-right issue. I don't have to even defend my conservatism. It stands on its own. I'm defending children who had no choice or no say in the matter. I hope the president will do the right thing. This is my guess in signing off.